Seagirl if I were a carpenter. And from Brian McKenzie, we really do hope you've enjoyed the last 2 hours. And until next Sunday between, of course, 10 and, either sort of 12 or 1, whatever it works out to be, have a marvelous Sunday and stay tuned to Radio North Sea International's World Service, won't you?
And to take us up to the very time.
Some mood music this time. Radio North Sea International's World Service. We broadcast on the 49-meter band shortwave at 6205 kilohertz. Radio North Sea with music and entertainment for the world. Our postal address, if you'd like a QSL card, is Radio North Sea International, P.O. Box 113, CH 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. If you'd like a QSL card, please include 2 international reply coupons. And now it's news time. RNI World News and Weather. Good afternoon. This is Don Allen reporting. In Jordan, King Hussein has escaped from another attempt on his life. He was slightly wounded in one foot. An officer in the Jordanian Air Force taking part in the plot on the king's life shot at the helicopter which was carrying the king. He was quickly shot out of the air by Jordanian jets which were escorting King Hussein. After the incident, about 300 officers and civilians were arrested by the military. The Soviet Union, the Russian defense minister, is visiting Paris tomorrow to meet the French defense minister. This is the first time since 1960 that a Russian defense minister has visited France. The purpose of the visit is the forthcoming European Safety Conference. In Havana, Prime Minister Fidel Castro has reformed his cabinet. Pakistan and West Germany will cooperate on technical matters in the near future. An agreement was drawn up and reached yesterday and will run for 5 years. West Germany will give all possible technical help to Pakistan. On the RNI weather front, today will be sunny in most parts of Europe with temperatures reaching a high of 6 degrees centigrade. Winds are from the south at present and later on will come from the northwest. A weak front 1027 millibar over the North Sea is filling quickly. Anticyclone 1035 south of Ireland is moving towards the channel, and a high pressure system is moving southeast to Norway. Negro 2 temperature at 12 noon, Greenwich Mean Time, is 5 degrees centigrade. 5 degrees centigrade here on Mabel 2. That's RNI News and Weather. The next news on this station is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we rebroadcast the Radio North Sea Goes DX, which was transmitted at 9 o'clock this morning. However, unfortunately, it was not transmitted in whole. And we now take pleasure in retransmitting this, hoping that it hasn't caused you and your listening any inconvenience. Shortwave, and welcome to RNI's World Service on 6205 kHz in the 49-meter band. Radio North Sea International is broadcasting from the ship Mebo 2 off the coast of Europe. The World Service is on the air on Sundays between 0900 and 1900 hours GMT. Today, as every Sunday, our first program is North Sea Goes DX, presented by, would you believe, A.J. Behrens. We wish you good listening and excellent reception.
Not the ego. every Sunday between 9 and 10 hours Greenwich Mean Time.
Good afternoon, good evening, or good night. Friends in the shortwave, DXers everywhere, I hope you're all there. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, yes, you are, so we can start. Stand by, Norsey goes DX. From the north, east, west and south, this is a Radio Nod's A DX News Bulletin for November the 26th, 1972. All times given are in Greenwich Mean Time, British Winter Time. Holland. Radio Nederland currently broadcasts in French from 1830 to 1950 as on 11,730 kHz, 11730 kHz and 15,220 kHz, 15220 kHz in the 25 and 90 meter bands respectively, and again from 2000 to 2120 as on 11730 kHz, 15220 kHz and 17830 kHz, 17830 kHz in the 25, 19 and 16 meter bands respectively. Mali. Radio Mali has lately been reported broadcasting on 1,415 kHz, 1415 kHz instead of the announced 1,430 kHz. South Africa. Radio RSA is using a new QSL card showing a couple of lions. On the back side, the usual verification details are given. Tahiti. Radio Tahiti has been heard on a new frequency of approximately 9,738 kHz, 9738 kHz, signing on at 0230 or 0300 hours. This frequency in the 31 meter band is slightly varying. USSR. The external services of Radio Tashkent and Radio Yerevan have obviously retained the frequencies used in summer. Radio Tashkent's English programs are still heard with fair to good quality at 1200 and 1400 hours on 11,730 kHz, 11730 kHz in the 25 meter band. Radio Yerevan is on the air in French on Sundays between 0850 and 0900 hours on 11,705 kHz, 11705 kHz, also in the 25 meter band. Kenya. The general service of the Voice of Kenya is now on the air on shortwave from Nairobi on 4,805 kHz, 4805 kHz between 0255 and 0630 hours, and again from 1300 hours to 2010 hours, and on 7,120 kHz, 7120 kHz in the 41 meter band, between 0900 and 1000 hours. Both these transmitters have a power of 5 kilowatt. Malawi. Lakeland Radio is reported on a regular schedule between 0330 and 0430 hours and between 1845 and 2100 hours on 9510 kHz, 9510 kHz in the 31 meter band. The program includes popular music and commercials. British Honduras. Radio Belize provides good reception at night time until sign-off at 0500 hours on 3300 kHz, 3300 kHz. The power has been upped to 5 kilowatt, and Mr. Sandy Ford, the chief engineer, is anxious to receive reports at Radio Belize, Belize, British Honduras. Burma. The Burmese Broadcasting Service is on the air in English on 7,185 kHz, 7,185 kHz in the 41 meter band between 0200 and 0230 hours, and BBS is also audible in Europe on 5040 kHz, 5040 kHz between 1430 and 1600 hours. Argentina, station LV7, Radio Tucumán, moved to from 900 kHz to 1110 kHz, 1110 kHz in the medium wave band. Chile, the frequency 1380 kHz, 1380 kHz in the medium wave band of station CB138, Radio Cruz del Sur in Santiago, which closed at the end of last year, is now in use by Radio Magallanes. Tunisia. RTT Tunisia can be heard in French at 2100 hours and in Arabic at 2200 hours on 962 kHz, 962 kHz in the medium wave band. And finally today, the Khmer Republic. The Radiodiffusion Khmer, broadcasting from Phnom Penh, is heard with fair strength on 4,907 kHz, 4907 kHz at 2130 and 2215 hours. First of all, thank you for the hundreds and hundreds of letters received in Zurich on the occasion of the reopening of our world service, reopening which was particularly pleasing for me. I think it's less lonesome now on RNI shortwave. So to all the English lads on the ship, I would like to say, and I'm sure that Pierre and Peter will join me in saying, thanks for being and thanks for coming to 6205. And to celebrate our world service reopening, we are giving away 49 prizes. It's very easy, and we shall tell you how you can win a prize later on in this program. But now it's time for our DX hit pick, Junior Campbell and Hallelujah Freedom.
Radio North Sea International.
Radio Noordzee Internationaal DX Nieuwsjournaal voor zondag 26 november 1972. De vermelde tijden zijn in GMT. Portugal. Vanaf de Madeira-eilanden worden dagelijks programma's voor toeristen uitgezonden op 1529 kHz, 1529 kHz in de Middengolf. De programma's zijn als volgt: om 8.30 uur Zweeds, om 9 uur Engels en om 9 uur 15 Duits. Mexico. Radio Mexico zendt uit tussen 2300 en 0400 uur op 9705 kHz, 9705 kHz, 11770 kHz, 11770 kHz en 15385 kHz, 15385 kHz in de 31, 25 en 19 meter banden. Timor. De emissora de radiodifusora de Timor is in de lucht vanuit Delhi tussen 0900 en 1500 uur op 3668 kHz, 3668 kHz. Monaco. Het wekelijkse DX-programma in het Engels van Trans World Radio, DX Special, wordt zaterdags uitgezonden om 09 uur 30 op 9640 kHz, 9640 kHz in de 31 meter band en om 17.45 uur op 11.935 kHz, 11.935 kHz in de 25 meter band. Ecuador. Radio IRI, uitzend van Esmeraldas in Ecuador, is 's nachts te horen op 3.381 kHz, 3381 kHz. De zendsterkte, die als 5 kW wordt aangegeven in de World Radio and Television Handbook, is echter slechts 2 kW. West-Duitsland. De Zuidwestfunk, Baden-Baden, heeft een reeks single sideband tests uitgevoerd op Middengolf met een 800 watt zender te Roordorp op 890 kHz. Tsjechoslowakije. De 30 kW zender van Radio Praag, welke op 701 kHz was afgestemd, werd onlangs uit bedrijf genomen. Portugal. Radio Mirandela op 728 kHz, 728 kHz, heeft zijn kracht opgedreven van 1 tot 10 kW. Joegoslavië. Radio Borba 2 is dagelijks in de lucht tussen 1300 en 1800 uur op 895 kHz, 895 kHz. Cuba. De Engelse uitzendingen van Radio Habana Cuba, bestemd voor West-Europa, zullen tot 4 maart 1973 in de lucht zijn elke avond van 20 uur 10 tot 21 uur 40 op 15.140 kHz, 15.140 kHz in de 19 meter band. En tenslotte de Verenigde Staten. Om middernacht GMT wordt redelijk goede ontvangst gerapporteerd van het station WINS uit New York op 1010 kHz, 1010 kHz in de Middengolf. Meer DX nieuws in het Nederlands op Oudejaarsdag. Today again, like last week, we shall talk to you for a moment about UNICEF. For in this age of galloping scientific and technological achievement, when man is probing the stars and literally changing the earth as we know it from one sunrise to the next, he has still not cured poverty. Man, or better we, are guilty of many errors and many faults. But our worst crime is abandoning the children. Many of the things we need can wait. The child cannot. There are 900 million of them, and they cannot wait. Tomorrow is too late. Support UNICEF today and help the children of the world. Write to the UNICEF office in your area and ask them how you can help, or send a letter to UNICEF's head office, United Nations Organization, New York, Thank you. Up to Mailbag, a spot of country and western music, Tom McClure and a Jim Reeves classic, Welcome to My World. Are very grateful to him for his daily telex reports. You might be a little surprised, but this program has more telexes at its disposal, 9 to be exact, than the entire RNI organization put together. Now it's really time to close the mailbag. We have more letters next week. Are celebrating our 49 meter band, and appropriately, we are giving away 49 prizes. There's no contest, just send us a card or a letter explaining that you listen to North Sea Goes DX on RNI's World Service and that you heard this message. And out of prizes, yes, I heard a woodpecker claim not so long ago that Energy DX only had 3 listeners. So if you're listening out there, ye faithful 3, we have 49 prizes for you. 1, a free return trip on board a luxury ferry between Calais, France or Zeebrugge, Belgium and Dover or vice versa. 2, an RNI t-shirt. Then 20 singles, yes, you heard it right, 20 singles with a short history of offshore radio. Next, 10 booklets giving information and many photographs about Capital Radio, and finally 17 giant RNI posters with photograph in color of Demebo 2. So if you're interested in winning one of our 49 prizes, just drop us a line in Zurich and tell us that you heard this message on RNI's World Service. We shall be repeating this message during the next 3 broadcasts. The winners will be announced at the end of January.
This is North Sea Goes DX. Our address is North Sea Goes DX, Post Office Box 113, CH 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. That's North Sea Goes DX, Post Office Box 113, CH 8047, Zurich in Switzerland. North Sea Goes DX, every Sunday morning at 9 hours GMT on 6205 kHz in the 49 meter band. North Sea Goes DX, every Sunday morning at 9 hours.
Offshore Forum. Today we have some more interesting events which happened on the Bonjour, the Radio Nord ship off the coast of Stockholm. Anyway, we start off with Radio Nord. The power for running the ship itself used another system from that supplying the transmitter. On some occasions, minor accidents occurred, a generator burned out or a fuse blew without a reserve being available. The result could be that the ship grew dark while the transmitter still functioned as normal. This happened once early on a winter morning, and a news reporter at what was called the most modern radio station in Europe had to read the news by candlelight, candle which also lighted up the mixing table for the technician. This candle and news reading reminds me of a game which was played a couple of times on Radio Scotland. On Big S, the news used to be typed on folio sheets of which only the upper part was used. While one DJ was reading out the item on one particular sheet, one of his colleagues set fire to the bottom part of that sheet. It happened that a news broadcast started off in a normal manner. In an attempt to beat the flames to the end of the news item, was read at an ever-increasing speed. So if one of these days you hear Mike Ross rushing through the news, then you won't be as puzzled as the Radio Scotland listeners were at the time. In fact, you might not get any newscast at all, because we don't waste paper like those big essers. Next week we shall give you some technical data about the transmitting equipment on board Radio Nord, together with some replies to last month's question about the saddest moments in offshore history. And now, before we go on our grand tour which will take us to the States and Canada, we have Bobby Vinson and the End of the World. Japan tour takes you stateside. United States and Canada, there are presently approximately 4,900 radio stations transmitting on what is called a broadcast band, which for us would be the medium wave, since in the Americas, no broadcasting stations have been allocated frequencies in the long wave band, that is a spectrum between 150 and roughly 300 kilohertz. The larger part of these stations are privately owned businesses. Each of them operates independently according to the free enterprise principles, and each attempts to project its individual personality, a life necessity, because in order to be efficiently competitive with other stations, they must establish the impression that they are better, or at least different than their competitors. Success or failure depends on the selling of airtime to local or national advertisers. Advertisers which, when working out their publicity schedule from their budget, usually base themselves on the statistics produced several times per year by audience rating research companies, which equally are private agencies. So it is clear that the main objective of the station management is to achieve as high as possible an audience rating in order to receive a larger share of the available advertising budgets of companies active in the station's coverage area. As the stations are well aware, especially in larger cities, that it is not feasible to put out a program which will be of interest to all listeners in order to at least secure their segment of the listening public, many stations have adopted a certain format which almost guarantees to attract a certain percentage of the total audience. Many stations in the States and Canada have thus adopted the top 40 format and cater for teenagers and twins. It is evident that commercials on these stations will be for products that youngsters are most likely to buy. Apart from that, there are middle-of-the-road stations, country and western stations, news-only stations, classical music stations, religious stations, and so on. Also, the commercials are in harmony with the station format. A top 40 station will, for instance, bring its commercials disguised as songs. Even station identification and announcements are often jingles. Just a few examples. Station KLIF at Dallas, Texas, with its pop and rock and roll format. From 50 kilowatt station KLIF to 5 kilowatt WIND at Chicago, Illinois on 560 kilohertz.
It's a case of love at Christmas time, the station that's all
hot. This is Radio 56 WIND. Equally
on the air with 5 kilowatts WCAO broadcasting with a directional antenna from Baltimore in Maryland, frequency 600 kilohertz.
Let's go. WCAO 60 radio.
And here's yet another WCAO jingle, somewhat different, however, since this jingle has a so-called trailer at the end, which enables the DJ to speak over a catchy background tune.
Thank you.
One of the most common methods of attracting listeners is through contests, music quizzes, sports quizzes, radio bingo, recipe contests and others. It is estimated that a majority of the radio audience in the United States and Canada consists of people listening in their cars. Some stations have a helicopter flying over the city during the morning and evening rush hours and broadcast the traffic conditions and give directions to motorists on what locations to avoid. Also, the weather is important. Many stations have their own weather radar unit, which enables them to give instant information on the changing weather. With regard to transmitting hours, North American broadcast band stations can be classified in three categories. Some are unlimited time stations, which are licensed to stay on the air 24 hours per day, 7 days a week. The second group is formed by the daytime stations, which are limited in operation depending on their local sunrise and sunset, which can be very different since the United States and Canada cover 5 time zones, that is, not counting Hawaii. The third group of stations are those that make use of a frequency allocated to a so-called clear channel station. These stations can operate beyond the local sunset hour, but only as long as they do not interfere with the nighttime coverage of the clear channel stations. Another important factor is the power of the various stations. In the States, the first national radio conference in 1922 resulted in fixing the power of broadcasting stations at a minimum of 500 watts and a maximum of 1,000 watts. At the same time, two frequencies, 750 and 833 kilohertz, were assigned for program transmission. In 1924, power maximums were upped to 5,000 watts, and then things ran out of hand, so that in 1934, a Federal Communication Commission had to be set up to do away with the nationwide radio chaos. Presently, the maximum power used by North American broadcast band stations is 50 kilowatts. In many cases, the signal broadcast is directional, and most radio stations, because of better broadcast conditions, cut down power at night. Many American stations can be picked up in Europe at night. The first North American station to come in is CJON, St. John's, Newfoundland, on 930 kilohertz. The best thing to do for DXers to find out whether conditions for transcontinental catches on medium wave are okay is check in mid-evening whether they can pick up CJON. It is interesting to see how much North Americans depend on their radio. At two occasions in history, we got outstanding proof of this. Some of you surely remember the nationwide panic created when G.H. Wells' play, The War of the Worlds, was broadcast throughout the states. As a matter of fact, several people committed suicide rather than fall a prey to the Martians invading the Earth. Then, not so long ago, there was the major blackout in the northeast of the states and part of Canada. And again, the importance of radio was proved, especially transistor radios this time. Nowadays, the major characteristic of American radio is its fastness. The definition of silence in American radio is dead air. It is a major sin of any announcer to allow more than 2 seconds of silence on the air, for time is money.
I had this horrible image of the last day in America, you see, when the bombs finally start to fall, and the broadcaster scurrying across the studio floor, trying to get that last commercial on the air and into the accounts receivable books, into the last run of I Love Lucy before his tower finally melts and falls to the ground.
Television DX says, Motion Electronics Limited now supply a television sound monitor on which the sound of any TV system can be picked up both AM and FM. And from East Germany, we received a report about Stereo Television, the second East German television network in cooperation with the VHF transmitter DDR2, recently broadcast the color film Wo der Wassermann wohnt in stereo. This broadcast is said to have been the third in a series of tests. And now, more music. Donna by 10cc.
Free radio. Sie hören Sie nicht R&I hören. Und wie steht es mit Ihren Informationen, Daten, Fakten über freie Radiostationen? Nicht vollständig, lückenhaft, Sie wollen mehr wissen? Werden Sie doch Mitglied bei der Free Radio Campaign Germany. Die FRCG publiziert alle zwei Monate The Free Radio News. Diese Zeitschrift bringt Ihnen neuesten Informationen, Programmtipps und viele Fotos alter und neuer Sender. Außerdem erhalten Sie als Mitglied die Möglichkeit, an einer kostenlosen Tonbandrunde teilzunehmen. Warum schreiben Sie nicht sofort an die Free Radio Campaign Germany? 76 Offenburg, Postfach 461 und bitten um kostenlose Informationen. Die Free Radio Campaign Germany, 76 Offenburg, Postfach 461.
Das war natürlich Frank von FRCK. On Thursday evening, September 21st, the first quadrophonic transmission in Europe was broadcast by the Nederlandse Omroepstichting in collaboration with AVRO, NCRV and Radio Nederland Wereldomroep via the VHF stereo transmitters of Hilversum 1 and 2. You probably recollect that the first quadrophonic transmission in the world was broadcast in California a year and a half ago. Further to this test by the NOS, it has been reported that the Nederlandse Omroepstichting has suggested the adoption of one European standard for the broadcasting of quadrophonic transmissions via one VHF transmitter in order to avoid a similar chaos as the one created with the start of television in Europe. By the way, did you ever get coconuts from Congoville? Neither did I, but the soulful dynamics, that's a different story. Now, time is up, but we leave you in the capable hands of the lads on the ship. From me, AJ Berens, it's bye-bye. See you next week at 0900 hours GMT. In the meantime, from Pierre and myself, it's good listening. Keep tuned to RNI's World Service and cheerio. We'll be right back.
listening to Radio North Sea International's World Service. We're broadcasting on the 49-meter band shortwave at 6205 kilohertz. This is Radio North Sea with music and entertainment for the world. Our mailing address for QSL cards or letters of interest are Radio North Sea International, Post Office Box 113CH 8047 Zurich in Switzerland. I'll repeat that address. Radio North Sea International, Post Office Box 113CH 8047 Zurich in Switzerland. And if you'd like a QSL card, please include two international reply coupons for your QSL card. And following the news at 1 o'clock Greenwich Mean Time, we have a special hour of Mike Ross speaking to the Osmonds. That's immediately following the news at 1 o'clock. Stand by in a moment. It's news time. Good afternoon, this is RNI World News and Weather, then Don Allen reporting. The Soviet Union, the Russian defense minister, is visiting Paris tomorrow to meet the French defense minister. This is the first time since 19... Main change in the reforming was the appointment of seven vice prime ministers. Each minister will be responsible for a special part of the economic problems of Cuba. That's RNI World News to 1 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time.